Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, then listen closely to the next 30 minutes. For healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning and happy Father's Day. Men, this is a show for you. Ladies, you must listen. Because no matter which way you cut it, you're inextricably bound to men. Their psyches, sometimes their demented psyches. And as a scientist, I say to you, it all comes down to understanding testosterone. Testosterone. Now, of course, as always, this isn't going to be one of those shows that you can get from YouTube or that you can Google search. This is going to be more on the inside track, stuff that comes from experience. But in honor and tribute to our dads and men in general today, I want to give us an insight from the testosterone perspective as to why men act the way they act. Like them, hate them, be neutral about them. We're all owned, in a sense, by our hormonal system. There's no separating that from the way you see the world, from what you do. No better case than this is the story of men. Male aggression. What your dad did to you that wasn't right. What your dad did to you that was right. Did he beat you mercilessly? Did he condescend? Was he overbearing? Did he crack you over the head each day just for fun? And then tell you it was to make you a man. Many of you are not old enough to remember the old school, because that was the way it was done. If you had to learn to swim, well, we just took you to the pool and threw you in and watched you drown. And if you were the kind of son we wanted, somehow, as you were drowning, instinct set in and you figured out how to tread water. Anyone in the audience remember that? Did it ever happen to you? Okay, I'm not going to get too like I get. But then again, today, we give trophies to everybody, even if you lose. And of course, if you fall down and hurt yourself, we throw a party. We coo you and woo you. That maternal thing is big. There's a big deal about bullies. And of course, bullying is wrong, and no one can argue that. That's a terrible thing. But how we respond to it, well, that changes societal norms. How many of you guys remember the first time you got cracked across the face and you went home and you told your mom or you told your dad? He told you, look, son, next time that happens, make a fist and bust him in the nose. Get down there. Feel your 4 or 5 year old testosterone. Clench your fist and crack away. And son, I guarantee you, you'll be left alone, right? Remember that? Maybe that's not going on anymore, or as much. I don't know. What do you think? Point is, you can't get around it. And what we can't get around statistically today is that testosterone levels are lower than ever. Well, maybe that's good. Men have been neutered. Not because anybody wants it, but because they sit on, well, basically computers all day and do all sorts of things. We'll get into that later today that affect their testosterone production, and men are neutered. Well, what men are neutered? Remember those guys with the big jaws? You know, the pit bulls? Well, maybe now they're just athletes, but outside of athleticism, maybe there's no longer a place for those guys, right? We like the guys with those nice narrow faces. You know, the pretty boy types, not the football players, but the guys with those, well, just check GQ. All the studies, polls taken today show that those thick-necked, sort of pit bull types, that's not what women really consider sexy. Well, maybe, but not really. Society's changing. And that's what society does. But, of course, as far as men, testosterone, male aggression, the pit bull look is not in. Because more and more men don't have the pit bull look. Let's forget society for a minute. Let's just look at what happens when you lose thick bones, strong bones, big thick neck, protruding chin. As the soil depletes, yeah, it comes down to the soil, right? I know we're all into health food and everything, but what we don't realize is just because it's organic, it has nothing to do with the fertility of the soil. Read Schauberger, even Mark Anderson on Empty Harvest. Some of the real soil experts. Talk to them about soil and what it takes. Well, the purpose of soil is to build bones. Soil builds bones. Now, every now and then, out of deprived states, we get the Mike Tysons and the George Foremans. But by and large, out of these depleted states, what you get are weak bones. Weak bones mean weak genes. Weak genes mean weak hormonal systems. Weak hormonal systems mean low testosterone. And you see it in the faces of men today everywhere predominantly. So when they go in and they measure, sperm counts have dropped. What is it, 50% in the last 100 years? Sperm counts have dropped 50% in the last 100 years. Mind you, the ladies, which we're not really going to focus on today, it's Happy Father's Day. Really, on the other side, just for a glimpse here, today we're working on how women should not have their periods, because the periods are a nuisance. You know, you're at the computer and you got to put the tampon in and bleed and it's painful. And let's just do away with that. And we've got pills now we make today so women can skip their periods. We really are messing with very intricate systems, delicate, intricate systems. There's no separating testosterone production from adrenaline, from the soil, from the weather, from the climate, from your anthropology, from whether you're vegetarian, vegan, or you're just a carnivore. There's no separating it. And this is a problem for people who want to be one-sided about the discussion. So you're not getting your erections. You can't have kids because you're infertile. It just sense that area down there. The package isn't right. It's not producing. Problematic on all sorts of levels. You're not happy about it. You know what happens to guys like that? They get afraid. Great, great documentary on National Geographic. It's a National Geographic. See it. Stress, the silent killer. It's got a picture of these baboons. And the baboon, there's this baboon that's choking another baboon. Of course, they're to make the analogy and the crossover to modern day life, corporate life. But in this documentary, Stress, the Silent Killer, a National Geographic, great documentary, 60 minutes, it's on YouTube. It's free even. Stress, the Silent Killer. It shows these baboons, and the head baboon gets a little annoyed, and he's at the water side there at the lake or the pond, and he's choking this little baboon. And the little baboon is screaming, and the big baboon is laughing. And the whole point of it, led by this neuroscientist, this guy out of Harvard or something with a beard, he's been studying stress for 30 years, and he points out, now this is key, this is big. The baboon that's having the stress is the little baboon. The big baboon, he has no stress. And if you study baboon life, it's the strong baboon, the bigger baboon, the baboon that knows it's not going to get messed with, that has that all figured out, that knows how to relax. Because it feels safe within its body. is the baboon that has the health. You got to factor this in, gang. Why? Because when dad's afraid, he gets mean. Men do crazy things because they're afraid. But the entire culture tells men they're not supposed to be afraid. Of course, now we have a cross current to that, that it's okay to cry and it's okay to be afraid and it's okay to do all these things. This is going to be short-lived, believe me. This isn't what they're telling their men in Russia, Eastern Europe, Africa, South America. This is what they're telling them in Scandinavia and Germany and America. It's a trend. It's not going to last. It never does. An earthquake, an invasion. I mean, really? Who's going to go to the door when the aliens invade? When the Martians land? Is the wife supposed to go to the door? Any dispute about that? We'll wait and see, but I'll guarantee you, men, by virtue of genetics that we're not going to change, even though we're trying, are the guys that have to show courage. In that sense, women show more courage in another sense, but in that sense of get up and confront the enemy, whether the brakes on the car have to be fixed, the garbage has to be taken out, that big pile of wood there needs to be lifted, the tree needs to be cut, the landlord needs to be bawled out, the neighbor needs to be reprimanded. Whatever it is, society will always go to the male. And there's good reason for that. So men from the beginning, and of course this is enforced by the media. I don't mean the fake news media. I mean Hollywood, films, books, the hero. Men have to be the hero. That's a good thing. You can't be the hero if you're afraid. And you're going to be afraid if you don't have testosterone. That's the problem. Come on. I don't have to tell you that. But this is the problem we have now. What do you think we're going to be producing as testosterone levels drop? Healthy, balanced, comfortable men? People that know that difference between power and force, right? Teddy Roosevelt used to say, walk softly and carry a big stick. Teddy Roosevelt, right? Teddy Roosevelt did more than any other president in 200 years to protect children and women in the workforce. Did you know that? Yes, he did. He was also a Republican. Did you know that? Probably you didn't. The notion that power is what a man wants to cultivate, but not force. Power, but not force. Power, but not the inappropriate, injudicious use of force. Remember school? Remember the principal or the teacher that was always yelling and screaming and crying because he couldn't control the class? And then there was always that teacher. He never had to raise his voice. He just had to look at you a certain way. Well, that's what I'm talking about. That teacher had power. The one that's yelling and screaming and beating the children. Can't do that today, but you can verbally abuse. Maybe you can't even do that today either. Poor teachers. You guys out there to teach, I feel for you. I really feel for you. You can't do anything. How can you teach when they've taken all your tools away? But the point is, power is what manhood is supposed to bestow upon the man. And you can't have it without testosterone. And when you don't have it, you live in fear. And men are taught, if they're afraid, not to show it, just get angry. That explains about 80% of our relationships with our parents, right? I don't care who you are. You're an accountant. You're a fireman. You're a construction worker. You're a basketball player. You're a physicist. We all knew the butt end of our dads. Forceful moments, not power, but forceful moments where we felt abused. Well, here's my point. That's testosterone deficiency. That's most of it. And we have a culture today that's going more and more and more testosterone deficient. Why? Why? Number one, radiation. Radiation. Cell phones, car seats, computers. Just this geometric dome of electromagnetic insulation pervading every bone of your body. But this is what you got to remember. Testicles are outside the body. That's good because it keeps the temperatures down. As the testicles heat up, testosterone production decreases. Wait till the second half of this show. Oh yeah, by the way, if you're new to the show, I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. Stay tuned. If you're in the car, stay tuned. If you're at home, you're on the website, straighttalk.cc. I've got lots of great pictures. In an hour, after the show ends, I'm going to do the second half of the show. I'll have it posted. I'm going to really get in deep on a lot of these subjects. But you just remember that tomorrow when you say whatever you're going to say to your dad, whether you call him or want to spit at him, or don't call him, or give him a gift. Whatever you're going to do, just understand most of the indiscretions were because he was just afraid. That's what happens. And it gets worse as the testosterone dips and dips and dips and dips. Men at 50 are living in fear. Fear of their job. Fear of the fact that their sex life has changed. They're afraid of everything. They've got nothing left. Shouldn't be that way. Number one, radiation damage. Got to get away from it. Get your hands off the computer. Stay away from the computer. Stop looking at the computer. If you can't, figure out how to do it anyway. I can't do a show on what to do about the computer. Look that up on YouTube. I'm saying to you, number one, get off the computer, minimize the computer. Make sure you have a Gauss meter so that you're measuring what your exposure is. Don't be sleeping in radiation. You ought to know it. Static ground through silver mesh, ground through silver mesh, the bed into the earth to take off all the static cream of an electromagnetic room that you're sleeping in, unfortunately. Or sleep in the backyard, sleep in the woods. But just understand, there's lots of tools out there to cope, but you've got to factor in the EMF. This may seem self-evident to some, but just try me. Run off to your urologist and tell him your testosterone levels are down. And what's he going to suggest? Is he going to talk to you about your EMF, the fact that you're sitting on a car seat 5-6 months out of the year, spewing radiation? No, he's going to try to give you injections, synthetic testosterone. If you're doing that stuff, growth hormone, testosterone, synthetic, you're crazy. I'm just going to sum it up. You are crazy. You're making a mistake. You can't cheat nature. We're trying. Bad science cheats nature. We inject you with a hormone, human growth hormone, testosterone. Your body gets the signal up in the brain to shut off the production of the very hormone you're trying to increase. Do that for a while and watch the long-term effects. I feel sorry for anybody that's been blithereened into thinking they can get away with doing this. Stay away from that stuff. So yeah, it's self-evident computers are a problem, but go find somebody to tell you that. Then, of course, we've got weight gain. Weight gain. Weight gain means insulin resistance. Insulin resistance means insulin doesn't work. Weight gain means insulin resistance. Insulin resistance means insulin doesn't work, so your body makes more insulin. The body's natural, understandable solution to not enough insulin, because the cells won't receive it, they won't bind it, because cytokines have taken its place. And those cytokines are produced by macrophages attacking your fat. Well, insulin goes up because insulin isn't working, and insulin depresses testosterone, depresses the thyroid, blood sugar dysregulation. Bad for the testes. Have an article on top. I'm going to get into it the second half of the show. Talks to you all about those little cells, Leydig cells, in the testes that have to pump out the testosterone and what they succumb to. You need that list. Here's another one, sleep. Could this sound like the show that says to build testosterone, you just have to get healthy? Wow, you don't have to listen to a show like that. You already knew that. Sure you did. See, what I'm trying to say, kind of tongue-in-cheek, is this. Health is about maturing to deeper concepts. Health is about maturing to deeper concepts. Health is not the mistake of modern-day technocrats, which is, yeah, health, right? Got it. Sleep. Okay, what's next after sleep? Obesity. Got it. Okay, next. What's after that? Blood sugar regulation. Got it. Now go ahead. Just test me tomorrow. I'll get all the answers right. No, you're not. It's all going through your head. You're a techno-klutz. We're polluting knowledge. Knowledge is when someone says, get your sleep to increase your testosterone, and the concept marinates into your bones. See? The concept is learn deeply, not rapidly, not superficially. This is a scam that's going on. We've convinced ourselves because of Google and internet. Now even first graders are taught on computers. That's right. Nuke your kids. We think that we can afford to just learn superficially and rapidly. No, learn deeply. You want to do something for your testosterone? You want to be a more secure dad? You want to calm yourself so you don't get angry? You don't abuse people because you're bigger and stronger. You want to sail through life more with power and less with force. Get your sleep. Balance your blood sugar. Stay out of radiation. Get into nature. Put those testicles in the ocean once or twice a week. Here's another one people don't really consider. And this is a deep one. Later, when you guys get the chance, click to view the article on antioxidant systems and oxidative stress in the testes. Take a look at that. And it's going to tell you that the number one reason you don't have testosterone is your testicles are choked off. The blood supply to the testes, in and out, is choked. And it's choked. Well, now this is what you're not going to hear anywhere. It's choked because of your psoas muscle, which shortens, displaces anteriorly, and what you're left with is a bunch of compressed nerves, veins, and arteries into the testes. And if you gain weight on top of getting tight in that muscle and fixated in the sacrum, you've now created an environment around the Leydig cell that leaves it senescent or overly apoptotic. You're rotting your testes due to anterior displacement of the psoas muscle. Yes, you are. Now, I could do 10 shows on that. We had so many people for my class. I'm running a number of classes. One's gone, and it's for people who have really studied the shows. The other one, I'm taking a hotel. I can't do it on the home territory. So I've opened it up for another 10 or 15. Call the office, 714-850-1007. If you're interested in signing, my office will explain. Just call the office if you're interested. It's $150. We'll be meeting, and it'll be the first of a series of lectures to see if we can get the meaning of these things into you more deeply. Not a data acquisition class. That psoas muscle prevents, if it's anterior displaced, the sacrum from pumping. The sacral pump controls the terrain in which the Leydig cells live. The cells in the testes that produce the testosterone are owned by the sacrum, and the sacrum is owned by the psoas. More than anything, and this is in the literature. This is what I'm going to get into in the second half of the show. It's in the literature. The scientists study testosterone production in the Leydig cell and state off the bat, number one, it is the premier cell that is owned by vascular issue. And I just told you why. The list goes on and on. And it's never about the quick fix solution. But if you were going to do a quick fix solution, I do have a suggestion. There's a guy, Dr. Chi, down in Anaheim. He makes a product called Super X. Super X works good. And if you're going to spend the money on something, you know, the quick fix, get high quality, because the one high quality experience you have is worth all the other ones that are never going to get you where you need to go. But if I had to pick one thing, it would be Super X. Anybody heard the show today? If you have health concerns and you want them straightened out, you want to get set on the right track, 714-850-1007. That's my office, 714-850-1007. Give us a call. Come on in, make the appointment today. Inquire about the school. I'm going to close it out next week. I can't take more than 40 students. God bless you. Happy Father's Day. Get on the site in an hour and hear the rest of this show. See you next week. All right, part two. Man, did part one fly. I have so much to say to ladies and gentlemen, so much to say about this topic. Fertility, testosterone, these are big things. You know, I suggested that you saw Carmen Bolter's work. Go on YouTube or buy the CD set. Go get Carmen Bolter, The Pyramid Code, Episode 4. On human empowerment. This woman has made a ginormous contribution. Because her research, which should not be doubted, its authenticity should not be doubted. She worked with this guy named Hakim, this older guy named Hakim. This is Carmen Bolter, episode 4 of her series, Human Empowerment. She meets this guy, Hakim, who's in his 80s, and Hakim grew up at the Sphinx. And he spoke Kemet, Kemetian, which is pre-Egyptian. It was the pre-Egyptian language. I mean, this is ancient. And like to the Hindus, the Egyptians that are in the know, the Kemetians, consider the Sphinx a good 10,000, 12,000 years old. They know all this chronology is nonsense. And so on and so forth, and I won't get into it. I bring it up because it shows that pre-dynastic Egypt, the culture going back 8,000 BC or so, was using the electromagnetics at the Sphinx and at the pyramids as part of what drove or influenced fundamentally, pejoratively, their energetic rituals. Meaning they became pranic, electromagnetic. Not because they were stretching or chanting or singing or whatever they were doing. It was in tandem to doing it at the vortexes through the materials they constructed at the vortexes. And women in pre-dynastic Egypt owned property. They could divorce their men. They were not told who to marry. I mean, you want to talk about equanimity between the sexes? Probably we don't have a better example of it in a sophisticated culture as pre-dynastic Egypt. It's when the pharaohs took over and Egypt became a patriarchy that things started to decline. So what pre-dynastic Egypt would do is train its men to the matriarchy, which is the only way of converting the tendency to use force into power. There's no getting around a training designed to convert force to power without understanding the important, intricate, powerful role of the female, because the female lives that way because she has no force. I mean, what are you going to do? You get into an argument with a female. What is she going to do? Break your jaw? Haul off? You know, I laugh because that's almost like where we're going. That's not going to work. It really isn't. But we're considering those options. The wonderful thing about women is that they're different than men. They shouldn't be paid less, but they're not going to be as good as men at certain things, and vice versa. Men aren't going to be as good as women at certain things. That's the beauty of it. It's all figured out. It's all in balance. Women should respect men. Men should respect women. The whole thing should work this way. Both are wonders. But what happens when the endocrine system fails is men are prone to use force. And force is never the way. You can't throw a knockout punch with anxiety using force. You can only throw a knockout punch when you relax. That's fundamental to boxing, the martial arts, all athletics, life in general. And now you see what the problem for the dad is. They don't cultivate power. They cultivate force. Maleness and machismo, well, right, that's the distortion of male, is macho. the macho stance. When a man is standing in a nightclub at the door and he's standing macho and his pelvis is locked, I've seen 6 foot, 7 foot bouncers at doors back in the 80s in New York at the clubs have their kneecaps broken by 5 foot four Puerto Ricans who understood the martial arts and how to take out a knee. Happens very quickly. In fact, if you really want to know the difference between power and force, after Studio 54 fell, this place opened up in its place, a club. It was the replacement for Studio 54. I used to work in restaurants as a kid. And the new restaurant, the new club was Magique. And Magique was the new Studio 54 because Steve Rebell got busted and blah, blah. So everybody went to Magique, same as Studio 54. And I had a lot to do with, well, not a lot to do, but I was involved in that as a kid. You know, you work there. You get involved. You have friends that work there and they tell you about it and you go and you're 18 or 19 or 20. It's exciting. And it was a dangerous place in that people would come to the nightclub from Brooklyn and Queens and Long Island and wait online, and they'd wait online an hour or two and dress up, and then these big dudes, you know, 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", 220, 230, 260 pounds, they'd be at the door. They'd be paid, you know, bouncers. And you'd wait for a couple of hours online, and then they'd look at you and they'd say, you know, we really think you don't, you know, the way you're dressed here is stupid. You're dressed like an idiot. You're not coming in. I mean, it was like that. And it was dangerous because, you know, you're from Brooklyn or the Bronx and you're online for a couple of hours and some bouncer tells you you're not getting in because he doesn't like the way your girlfriend's dressed. Dangerous stuff. But that's what they were doing. I mean, this didn't last ultimately, but that's what they were doing. So the possibility for violence went way up. Here's the story. Whenever there was a problem, I mean a real problem, I mean something like bullet problem, all the big guys would disappear and these little Puerto Rican guys would come out. Martial artists, trained, but they were all about 5'6", 140 pounds. And those are the guys that would mop up the floor if it was bad. Those are the guys that would come up to you and take the gun away. And it was astounding to watch the difference between power and force. And it was much to the credit of these establishments because they understood how to play the game. Use the big guys up front. Because, you know, size counts. But if it ever went down, these establishments knew that those big guys weren't going to handle it. Not in the classic sense. And all the skinny guys, the lanky guys, the sinewy guys, the guys with leopard fast reflexes, generally smaller, would come out of nowhere. And to see these dynamics play themselves out, it was astounding to watch that, but it demonstrates this difference between power and force. The leopard has testosterone. The turtle does not. And without testosterone, you don't relax. And that was my point in the first segment of the show. What are we going to do about that? Not to mention your love life. Men are inextricably tied to their love life. We can make an argument, I'll skip it, but we could make an argument that this is very fundamental to human evolution. That a male has an erection and is capable of pleasing a woman, not to mention that a male can father a child, or two, or 10, or 20, has always been a big deal. So what do we have today? Sperm counts down by 50%. erectile dysfunction is way up there. And we're trying to convince you to do human growth hormone and synthetic testosterone. Oh, bam. You know, this is just like, how could we do this? Now we're screaming about the stem cells because that's going to fix it. And, you know, the stem cell thing I'm into. Personally, I'm into this because this is the future. Don't let these natural health shows like this one make you think that competing with it are not pretty miraculous leaps that Western medicine is taking. But most of Western medicine is bunko. But along the way, they come up with big deals. I mean, the antibiotic was a big deal. Stem cell therapy is going to be a big deal. I'm all for hybridization. Take the best of everything. That's what the smart man does. So what does this come down to then for testosterone? Yeah, I said it. Your body has to be able to shift to where insulin levels drop. You live on your ketones. Not completely, not to completely and totally take out all carbohydrates, but to make sure that you're feeling bright and perky with your blood sugar under 100. Not necessarily at 70 or 60. Not living and trying to optimize your love life, your fertility, your brain power with blood sugar at 60. Maybe that'll do well for autophagy, meaning for fasting. That's good for fat burning. But to really get the optimal you going, and in this respect, I mean sperm production, testosterone production, and all the benefits of testosterone production, I'm talking about regulation of blood sugar so that you're never bringing it above 100. You check those optimized teenage physiologies out, even if you stuff the sugar down their throat. You take that blood sugar, they don't go above 100. Everything's running just fine. Whether the blood sugar goes up or the insulin goes up, both of which go up too often when the blood sugar is dysregulating, you're gonna get hurt. Fix it. No, don't go out and buy the high-end ginseng. Don't go out and buy the high-end deer antler. Don't go out and buy the high-end whatever. We'll get to the herbs later, but don't do that when the fundamentals are off. You know my rant on this. What do you think? Do you really think if I could skip all this and just give you an herb, I wouldn't be doing it? Of course I would. I would have had 5 companies. I just never saw it really work. The testosterone herbs, cordyceps, royal jelly, ginsengs, deer antler. It's a whole bunch of them. They're fantastic adjuncts. But if you're running an extra 40, 50, 60, 100 pounds overweight, and you're basically diabetic or pre-diabetic, what are you worried for? What are you doing the herbs for? You're not going to get what you want. Then there's the EMF. You heard my show last week. Sea caves. The hot pools, meaning the natural pools, the sulfur springs. Thunderstorms. The sequoia trees, gardens. If you want to bring it up, bring your life into balance with that. Then we get to really something I want to get into more deeply. And that's the psoas muscle. I'm going to take a little time, because we have it, to straighten this out. Why? And if you say you know, I'm going to say to you, you don't know about the psoas muscle. If mentioning the psoas muscle and the sacral pump just turned your head off, it just turned you off, you are in data acquisition mode. You're not in absorbing concept mode. And I'll blame myself, because I have failed. Which is why I'm doing the school. I'm going to give it one more shot. I think I failed the last time. We ran a school about 4 years. I think on the overall, relative to my objectives, my intentions, it was a failure. And I say that because you can talk about the psoas muscle, anterior displacement, the sacral pump. Sounds good. You'll hear it again and again. It influences so many things. Perhaps it's good entertainment for your viewing. I mean, I think I know how to spit out a tune. But the bottom line is I don't see generally anybody really having the experience. I've had the experience. I've been in and out of the experience, depending on where I put my priorities. But there's nothing I talk to you about that I haven't lived. A lot. So before you go out and get Dr. Chi's Super X, which, by the way, works. Some of these herbs can work, but not good enough. Take this in deep. The quadriceps, in the way I've discussed stretching the quadriceps, must be identified. The line of tension through the rectus femoris must be identified. And there's a million ways to cheat it, and I get into this on show 243. And at some point in the classes soon to come, one of which will be at a hotel, at least in the beginning, I am going to make sure you at least see it, feel it, touch it, know it, so nobody is even remotely confused about how. But still, you're going to have the experience. The stretch through the quads must be effective in that you identify the line of tension to which you must apply yourself and note over a shorter rather than longer period of time that the tension in the quad is minimized, meaning your quads are lengthening, your quadriceps, your rectus femoris, until you can get the stretch into the groin, because once it's in the groin, the lower end of the psoas muscle is being pulled. You would be amazed at how the high majority of people cheat their way out of this experience and never understand what I'm talking about. I don't know what to do about it. Really, I just may have to accept that. Well, maybe the truth is a lot of people just aren't designed to have certain experiences. Maybe. But that shouldn't stop us all from trying. And if, in fact, that quadricep is lengthened sufficiently into the groin, the psoas will stretch on its lower end and it will begin to fall backwards. You know what that does? Opens up blood to your balls. Opens up blood to the penis. The corpus cavernosa, that's the spongy part of the penis that fills with blood, stretches out big time, allows the erection to grow, allows the veins to shut so you hold the erection. You can't make that happen too well, even with enough nitrous oxide and the rest of it. You know, Viagra has some serious risks. Get in there and talk to the ER nurses. Somebody's always coming in on the wrong side of amputation. You know that little thing about priapism, the erection that lasts more than 4 hours, you know? If your erection lasts more than, you know, think about it. Anytime you do anything, if they give you 2 to 3 pages of warnings, that's kind of like a hint. And that's standard with Viagra. You do Viagra and it comes with 2 pages of warnings. And one of the warnings is, if you have an erection that lasts more than 4 hours, go to ER to have your genital cut off, probably. That's what goes down. And you'll hear about it sooner or later. So do it the natural way. Be careful. These drugs, even if they work, you get headaches. You get high blood pressure. If you have high blood pressure, the blood pressure gets worse. They're vasodilating. All sorts of problems. Nothing for nothing. You can't cheat nature. Do not cheat nature. We think we're smarter than nature. We think we're smarter than God. We think because the venture capitalists invest 100, 200, 300, 400, 500 million in high-tech laboratories, and we pay the highest IQs in the neighborhood to come in and figure out minute little mechanisms, we think we can cheat nature, which is to say we think we're smarter than God. We are going to be crushed like bugs. I say the sooner the better, honestly. Let it all come now. I don't want to put it off. It's coming anyway. Let's speed it up. Get there, and then we can just rebirth ourselves. Maybe it's happened 100 times in the last million years. I don't know. But the point is, you're not going to get away with replacing support of a natural, highly integrated system with extracting one single piece of it and trying to synthetically tamper with it. And that's what we do when it comes to giving men bigger, firmer, more sustainable erections, increasing testosterone, and so on and so forth, enhancing fertility. Ladies doing fertility drugs, oh my God, the cost to your bodies. I had a lady once come in. She was doing, you know, the $100,000 fertility thing, and she was 32 years old. The problem was her husband, not her, but it was all on her back. She was actually married to the wrong guy, but you couldn't say anything. And she literally asks me to inject these vials of drugs into her belly. That's what they do. She had 7 vials of different drugs. And she asked me to inject them in. Insane. You know what the payback is with these drugs? I don't care what comes out of you. We are messing with things we don't know anything about. But of course, she had like one of the best fertility doctors in the world, Dr. So-and-so from Dr. Such-and-such, who did such-and-such and wrote the papers. And of course, he lectures extensively all over the world. And these people, these innocent people, I don't want to say stupid. They're naive. They're ignorant. They don't know. They're just being suckered dry by a club of sophisticates who know every step of the way. Yeah, this is relevant. I'm talking testosterone. I'm talking fertility. I'm talking the ramifications psychologically of not making enough of it. I'm talking the cult of manhood. I'm talking about how you got screwed by your father, and yet it's Happy Father's Day. I'm talking about things Dad put up with along all these lines that you have to consider so you can forgive him. Because he didn't know. And like I said, when men don't know, they get mad. They don't cry, they get mad. So, this psoas muscle, as it lengthens and relaxes, you can get blood down there. As it lengthens and relaxes, you can begin to separate the fifth lumbar vertebra from the base of the sacrum. And the sacrum can begin to pump. That's all the parasympathetic influence. Parasympathetic, that's why you can hold your sperm. When the sacrum is soft, you will hold your sperm. You will not ejaculate. You can go on an hour and you will not release. When the sacrum is fixated, you can't bring parasympathetic influence to the genital. When the sacrum is fixated, it's because the psoas is displaced, so you're crushing the vasculature and you're killing parasympathetic flow into the penis. I rest my case. Trust me, it works. When you fix this, it works. And again, these are the kinds of things I'm going to get into in greater detail with the club as we form it. So, I don't see how you wouldn't come. Just call the office, 714-850-1007. It's $150 a class. I'm going to run the classes every 5 to 6 weeks. It's going to cost you about $25 a week. Can you put aside $25 a week to every 5 or 6 weeks for 6 to 7 to 8 hours? We're going to get in to the how to do it, why to do it, when to do it, who to do it. And collectively, over half a year, you're going to understand a lot. Because the show's not enough. Of course it's not enough. Did you think it was going to be enough? I didn't. These are the kinds of things where it's never enough. But to really get a grip on it, there are a bunch of tasks that you have to master. And there is a end to it, or there is a point at which you've done enough to get big rewards, including lots of fertility, if that's what you want. All right. I don't need to talk about sleep. If you're not getting it, forget it. That's all I'm going to say to this club. Get to the article at top. Antioxidant systems and oxidative stress in the testes. Look at this. Now, who wrote this thing? The ARC Center of Excellence in Biotechnology and Development, Discipline of Biological Sciences, the University of Newcastle, John Aitken and Sean Roman. These cats are credentialed. And of course, if you go to the end of this article, if you just scroll, I think it's slightly referenced, right? From reference one to reference 187. I don't even understand that, frankly. I mean, you write an article, it's only like, what, X number of pages long, and you've got like 5,000 references. What did you put in it that was original? Doesn't matter. This article is one of many articles. It's a good synopsis. It's talking about spermatogenesis and also sperm, also testosterone production. The sperm is produced in Sertoli cells. It's called a Sertoli cell. And the testosterone is produced in the Leydig cell. And if you look at the pictures, you'll see each. But look at what I underlined. This is what I love. This is what I love. If there's one thing I love with this show, it's you take these articles nobody reads. No one's reading this article. I mean, I'm sure that doesn't feel too good for these guys, but the whole game is you write an article and then somebody says, you know, you could come in, but you can't come in if you haven't written an article. And so you have to write an article. And then your enemies have to read the article. And if your enemies say the article's okay, then you can say you wrote a worthy article. That's why these articles are around, not because anyone's going to read them. That's the truth, guys. But I read them. And other people read them. And man, if you can translate, you can prove everything. However, the poor vascularization of the testes means the oxygen tension in this tissue are low. The poor vascularization. Do you know what that means if your psoas is compressing the arteries to the penis? Do you know what that means? They're telling you the testes don't get enough blood anyway. And now you're going to gain weight and crush those arteries as the psoas moves forward? What is that? Do you think that could explain what's gone on? Do you think that's a factor? Do you think that's why after 50, men aren't fertile? Nor are they making testosterone. There it is. And that competition for this vital element within the testes is extremely intense. Look at that. Competition for the vital element. Don't you love these articles? It's telling you two cells down there, Leydig, Mr. Leydig, to make the testosterone, Mr. Sertoli, to make the sperm. And they're fighting over oxygen because there's not enough of it. And you don't think vascularization and thus oxygen content down there varies from dude to guy to guy to guy. You bet it does. There, you don't have to go any further. Now, why didn't your urologist tell you that? Oh, we can't point to oxygen percentages down in the testicles as variable because there are no studies to show this. I'm telling you, these guys are jackasses. These are jackasses. When you sit there and listen to these guys tell you that arguments like the ones you hear on this show or other shows like this are not valid because studies don't support the statements. Those guys are clowns. They exist to sell you their solution. Stem cell therapies, hormonal replacement therapies, all sorts of whatever. You know, all these games we play at these sex clinics now, right? You hear them advertised. If we don't have a solution for your premature ejaculation or for your lack of ejaculatory power, your poor erections, we'll double all your money back. Just talk to Fred over here. Unless he's so busy doing what... You see, this is what you hear all the time. These cats should be reading these articles. And that's for you now to read. Just understand the variability of oxygen delivery into a place in your body, gentlemen, that's already fighting over the oxygen, dooms you to failure. Once enough of the natural mechanisms are out of balance. Since both spermatogenesis and Leydig-Stell stereogenesis, meaning testosterone is fundamentally a steroid derived from cholesterol, but whether it's making the little fishies that swim or the testosterone, they're vulnerable to oxidative stress. The low oxygen tension that characterizes this tissue may be an important component of the mechanism by which the testes protect themselves from free radical mediated damage. Check that out. There's a twist. It's telling you that down there in testes land is hell. Because on one hand, there's very poor vascularization. And therefore, oxygen deficit. At the same time, it's telling you the low tissue oxygen that we just criticized as a problem may be how the testicles protect themselves. They're supposed to live under low oxygen, or there's too much oxidative stress. It's like a catch-22. It's a complicated place down there, but I will tell you one thing. In the end, experience reigns supreme. And if you study people, bodies, treat cases, all the things I talk about, if you throw it down experientially, you better drop weight, balance your blood sugar, and open up the psoas muscle. Because when you do, things get better, much better. In the end, it's the guys that do it, not the researchers. Research articles are just tools. Tools for the experimentations. In addition, the testes contain an elaborate array of antioxidant enzymes and free radical scavengers to ensure that twin spermatogenic and stereogenic functions of this organ are not impacted. So way down there is a system to neutralize the free radicals. That system may include keeping tissue oxygen low to a point, because not enough oxygen will create free radicals too. But there's all sorts of side mechanisms that have to do with neutralization of these free radicals so that we don't have issues. Now, check this out. Oxidative damage is currently regarded as the single most important cause of impaired testicular function, underpinning the pathological consequences of a wide range from testicular torsion to diabetes to xenobiotic exposure. They're saying, you want to make free radicals to destroy your sex life, to destroy your fertility, go diabetic. I expand that to go dysfunctional in terms of your blood sugar regulation. Okay? See, talking to me, you can't say, oh, that's not me. I'm not diabetic. I'm not talking about that. If these guys really wanted to pin it, they would talk about if you're running your blood sugar too high, diabetic or not, you're going to have problems. Testicular torsion. These guys are just, they just don't know. They're limiting testicular torsion to serious problems, like literally your spermatic cord is twist and you're going to turn gangrenous in the testes. That's what they mean by testicular torsion. They mean stuff that's bad. I'm not talking about stuff that's bad. I'm talking about stuff that's below the radar, that's long-term, that's chronic. Testicular torsion, that's an anteriorly displaced psoas. Testicular torsion, that's too much fat between your legs, so your testicles are being crushed when you're sitting. and then xenobiotic exposure. This is huge. This is huge. Xenobiotic exposure. You know what that means? Plastics. It means the infinite array of ways you can get an infinite variety of estrogenic chemicals into your body to competitively inhibit binding sites for the things that we depend upon to produce adequate amounts of testosterone. Those chemicals get in there. There's three huge ones. So what do you do then? I mean, after a while, you understand why I constantly tell you, get healthy. Hi, doc. Yeah. I've got a real interest because my erections are not what they're supposed to be. And I'm married. I'm 37. No, I'm 47. I'm a little older. I want to have a kid. My wife's 28, 35. She wants to have a kid, but it doesn't seem like the sperm count's there. I'm popping out, 100 mil. Doc says 300 minimum. And I've got a slight problem with the motility. A lot of them just spin around in circles. My morphology's off, too. Some of them have no tails, odd-shaped heads. So motility, morphology, and count are all screwy. Maybe I'm 47. I'm too old to have kids. This is what's going on, guys. They want to wash my sperm. They want to give my wife Pergonol, or the other one. I can't think of the name of it. I went to this big guy there in Beverly Hills, and he's the best. I only go to the best. And he's giving her Pergonol, or there's some other drug. I can't remember the name of it. It's going to just let her ovulate six eggs. Six eggs. I'll get her pregnant. And me, I'm going to ejaculate into a cup. They're going to take that, wash it out, so that only the best are remaining. And then they're going to put it in a speculum. Some highly skilled nurse is going to insert the speculum of highly washed sperm up and inside her vagina, up into the cervix, and let those guys go. And it's going to await five or six eggs because we gave her Pergonol or Clomid. The other drug they give them is Clomid, or a derivative of a drug called Clomid. These drugs are death. They're death. What we ought to be doing with ease is now being taken over by a medical model. This is back 20 years ago we were doing this. We're just doing more of it now. Why? There's more impotence. There's more infertility. We're not looking at real cause. If you take this article and you continue, say you go to, just scroll down a couple of pages. So introduction, page one, page two. Go to the third page. Middle of the third page. Disruption of antioxidant status of the testes. So they're pointing out the ways in which you increase free radical damage and thus bring down your testosterone levels and your sperm counts. Elevated temperatures associated with experimental cryptorchidism are associated with oxidative stress in the testes and a reduction of superoxide dismutase and catalase activities. Great. What's that got to do with you? Some guys are born with their testes not descended. Blah, blah. This isn't what's relevant to us. What's relevant to us is sitting all day long. What's relevant to us is underwear. What's relative to us is too much weight. What's relative to us is sitting in a car seat that's heated and electromagnetically gridded. It's rotting out your balls. That's what's relevant to us. We're not allowed to show the package. Women can go topless, though. You know, that's a new law. That's like Supreme Court, too. Woman wants to take her top off, that's normal. But if the outline of your package can be seen, you're going to have problems, man. You're going to have problems. They announced the other day some branch of Netflix in England has now made it against company policy to be caught looking at someone for longer than 5 seconds. It's considered an invasion of space. No, really, look it up. Netflix new staring guidelines. We're now going to regulate the amount of time you can look at someone. In the corporation, of course, this hasn't hit the general public as a national law yet. Isn't that the England that has street surveillance of every street, at least in London, right? Well, here's my point. Testicles are supposed to be free in the wind. They're supposed to blow in the air. They're supposed to hang loose. Or the temperature goes up and it killed sperm production and testosterone production. That is a fact. That is a fact. Now, they're calling it crypto-orchidism. But if you can expand on that using common sense, you can see. Underwear killed sperm. Underwear kills testosterone. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Varicocele. Varicocele. This happens to enough guys. There's a dilation in the venous plexus, usually on the left side, in the spermatic cord. You'll feel it as an enlargement. It's like a varicose vein, which just means the temperature in that testicle goes up because it's not draining. I don't know why it's the left side. I'm pretty sure, if I remember, it's because the vein sits on the psoas differently on the left than the right. But a varicocele is associated with infertility, and it's associated with lower sperm. And you can do a lot for a varicocele, including have it surgically altered. But if not, you can also enhance the drainage through that area in very wonderful ways, like lengthening the psoas muscle. In fact, the truth, it's testicular torsion that drives the varicocele, but not the torsion associated with cryptorchidism, the torsion associated, again, with too much weight and anterior displacement of the psoas, fixation of the sacrum, so on and so forth. Diabetes. There it is. Again, I expand diabetes to blood sugar dysregulation. Here's one that a lot of guys don't get: physical exertion. Now, physical exertion, right, used to be you don't do anything and you're going to have lower sperm. But then the flip side of that is if you do too much, you're going to hurt yourself too. We'll get into this in my classes. There's a balance between building it up and stressing it and not overstressing it. It's a common sense balance, but lots of people have no common sense and no sense of how to balance physical exertion. The key, and I use this word all the time, I hope it's sinking in, is anabolism. If you're not staying on the anabolic side of health, you're hurting yourself. This is why these triathletes, these triathlon guys and the rest of it, those guys, I'm sorry, man. I mean, I get it. It's great to climb Mount Everest. You're not going to catch me climbing Mount Everest. What? I'm going to climb Mount Everest and then look around and say I'm the healthiest guy on the block because I can climb Mount Everest? No way. There's no way I'm doing that. Because it's too much. Yeah, I know. It's exciting to get pushed beyond the normal limits of endurance and the rest of it. But the bottom line is, as you look at those guys, they're hurting themselves. And yeah, they don't care. They want the thrill, and it's understandable. You know, Ernest Shackleton. You know, I'm going to the Amalfi Coast for vacation, not Antarctica. But my point is, if you press too much, you go into a full-scale antioxidant deficit, and you make more free radical than you can ever handle. And you'll know if the balance of the two is in order if, in fact, you stay anabolic. You look like you're in, you ever meet people and they're just starting to get healthy? And you look at them and you go, you know, you're starting to look healthy. You ever look at your little girl or your little boy around puberty? And it's like every day they look healthier. Do you ever look at anybody when they've come back from like 2 weeks on vacation? Think of that. Puberty, vacation, guy that starts working out, and they start looking good. They glow. That's an anabolic phase. Catabolism is anything in the absence of anabolism. If you're one of those guys that off your workout program, you're always in catabolism, but you don't care. And you're just really burning out. Change your workout. Impact of xenobiotics.
Studies show a wide variety of different xenobiotics have also been shown to induce oxidative stress in the testes in concert with the suppression of antioxidant mechanisms.
Guys, we know all this. We know this is going on. The hard science is there for you. This is why minimize exposure to the plastics. What are you drinking out of plastic for? Everything should be glass. Why do we have plastics, or why are we sucking in? You ever buy a mattress and you got to air it out, and maybe for the first 6 months it stinks? What do you think you're inhaling? Hairsprays, the soaps, the perfumes, the car fresheners. Your neighbor. Your girlfriend's makeup. What they painted the house with. You live in my favorite place, San Pedro, Long Beach. You think you're immune to that because you live in Palos Verdes. You think you're immune to that because you live in Laguna. No, we are sucking this stuff down in the fat of our eggs, the fat of our beef, the pesticides on our vegetables. It's everywhere. My solution? Don't eat. Right? Die of starvation instead of xenobiotic exposure. No, of course not. Study it on my shows. Listen to it from multiple angles and get rid of it faster than it comes in. There you go. It's that balance thing again. If your biliary ducts are working, if you're sweating regularly. Application of this stuff is fascinating. That's why you listen to the show. Woman with multiple sclerosis. It's been under my care about a year or so. Put it into remission. Kept it in remission. Other day I said, you're ready to start purging from your brain and your spinal cord. Purging what, she said? Purging the metals. Purging the other chelates to the tissues that we haven't even identified. She said, why weren't we in an infrared sauna before? I said, you're not ready for one. You have to, when this stuff is in the bone marrow or the brain or deep into the interstitium of the testes, you have to get yourself off into the point where you can release this stuff. And the release of this stuff is chronological. You got to be ready to release it. You better have your biliary system working. You better know all the different innuendos of how to reduce exposure. You better be capable of sweating. You got to understand how to bring your metabolism up to the point where the body will reach more deeply into these locked places and chelate them out. Then you got to be anabolic so your body can regenerate. See, it goes healthy, gradual, almost complete degeneration to having to change the environment so you can be capable of regeneration. That's the cycle. It's not one day you wake up and you're not making sperm or testosterone and you just go in there to regenerate. It doesn't work that way. So you talk about something like xenobiotics. You have to get multiple systems in alignment to get yourself to the place where you can do something about it. This is why you can't go focal. I'm here to do something about my testosterone production. I want to work on that. I mean, this is this stupid model that's out there, and the doctors are a part of it. What would you like to work on? What's your top chief complaint? Testosterone. Of course it is. Ladies, it's the wrinkles. Men, it's testosterone. Ladies, it's vaginal dryness. Men, it's whatever. This is dum-dum. I went to that doctor. He told me to balance my blood sugar, get my sleep, and put on about 5-10% more muscle mass. I don't understand. I went to this guy because I can't get a hard-on. I was looking for one of those hard-on pills. You see, this is what the public's doing, and the doctors are feeding, and it's the dumb leading the dumber, the blind leading the blinder. Look, I don't mean dumb, but man, it's dumb. We're not dumb. We act dumb. What's really specific to you is the way you're going to approach your health in terms of the priorities. Where do you need to work, and where do you need to work later, and where do you need to work after that? That's what's specific to you. We're all working on the same things, though. Different. This list here on the next page. List of compounds capable of inducing oxidative stress in the testes. Smoking, alcohol, chromic acid, iron, lead, cadmium, uranium, arsenic. Oh, I know, it's the uranium. I went to this really good doctor because I couldn't get an erection. He told me I had a lot of uranium in my balls. That's what he told me. Thank God. You know, he's right, too. I used to work at this power plant when I was whatever. I grew up in Irvine near the nuclear reactor sites there. On Barranca. I got a lot of uranium in my testes. He gave me this herb specially designed to pull uranium out of the testicles. I'm so glad I saw this guy. See, this is this nonsense, gang, that we're succumbing to. Don't. I mean, I'm glad this table exists. Uranium, arsenic, vanadium, phthalate esters, sulfur dioxide, sodium fluoride, PCBs, PCNs, methachlor, bisphenol A, nonphenol, adriamycin, cisplatin, cyclophosphamide, hexachlorocyclohexane, triolbutane, aflatoxin, lindane, blah, blah, blah. Great. These articles are great. I love them. But what's it mean? Get the muck out of your body. Well, maybe you just need to stretch your psoas, and you need to get the muck out of your body, and you need to balance your blood sugar. And after you balance the blood sugar, you need to drop some weight. And after you drop some weight, you need to stretch the psoas. Maybe you're already skinny. You just need to stretch your psoas. Maybe your gallbladder is plugged. You see, That's how it varies, person to person to person. Not this guy had uranium poisoning, and this guy over here had aflatoxin, and this guy over here had lindane poisoning, and that guy over there has a parasite eating his sperm. That's not how it works. All right, I'm feeling you. You see how that's just how it really works. Okay, enough. Great to talk to you. Happy Father's Day. Could go on with these subjects forever. I've done other shows on this. I think the totality of the shows would cover a lot for sperm erectile strength. 714-850-1007. If you're listening, you got issues. What are you waiting for? Really, if you're sick, if you've got health concerns, why are you waiting? For those of you who are academically inclined, I moved the show, the whole class. I decided to open it up to another 10. We're going to do it at a hotel. So 714-850-1007. I'll take about 10 more students, and then that's just too much. God bless you. We'll see you next week. Happy Father's Day.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.